Welcome into Opportunity Detroit. We kick off today's show with Linda Nosby. She is the Director of Economic Mobility for the Gilbert Family Foundation. Linda, welcome into Opportunity Detroit.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Linda, we're going to talk today a little bit about the Gilbert Family Foundation's new $6.4 million investment in Venture 313. Tell us all about that.
Well, again, thanks again for having me. The Gilbert Family Foundation, we expanded our investment into Venture 313 by supporting Detroit Tech entrepreneurs. This has been a very important investment for us because, again, Detroit is now the second growing hub as it relates to technology and tech founders. And so it was important for us to be at the forefront to support these founders.
Linda, what is Venture 313?
I'm glad you were asked. I think that's the question everyone always asks,
exactly, right?
Exactly, right. So Venture 313 is made up of three amazing partners in the ecosystem who support tech founders. And the goal of Venture 313 is to support founders from early stage with MVP, helping them with lines of credit through DDF. The MVP in early stage work starts with TechTown, who also serves as the program manager. And then as they matriculate through the program and get ready for bigger investments, that is where Invest Detroit Venture comes in that space. So a founder can start out with the idea, creating their app, working on getting customers and things of that nature, working with DDF as relates to getting technical assistance, a line of credit, attending our lunch and learn sessions on topics that really affect founders in this space through actually trying to raise pre-seed.
And you're also working with TechTown, Invest Detroit, and DDF, which is the Detroit Development Fund, correct?
That is correct. That is correct. And those three entities make up Venture 313.
So let's talk a little bit about some of the Detroit-based tech entrepreneurs that have actually benefited from this incredible amount of money.
I want to say almost 127 founders who have gone through from inception. Some of them, again, are working with TechTown on the early stage, where they're still trying to develop. Some are working with DDF as relates to lines of credits and technical assistance. And then some are working with IDV. So with TechTown, we have, oh my gosh, there's so many to name. Mecca Media, who is actually currently with IDV. We obviously have Cernova, who has gone through TechTown and now is on the IDV side. We have Breadless that was funded through DDF. So we have a lot of founders in the ecosystem that makes up 127 currently that we have supported over the last couple of years.
And you know, Linda, I have a feeling that a lot of these tech companies wouldn't be able to get started here in the city of Detroit without this investment.
You're absolutely correct. I think when we made the bet, we knew that this was a good investment. Again, technology is ever evolving, and to provide that kind of support for the founders was really, really important to us. And so, yes, to your point, had we not made this type of investment, it doesn't necessarily mean that they wouldn't have the support, but to have this bet made on knowing that tech and tech founders in Detroit is going to be the new hub. This investment has really been important to a lot of these founders to be able to get started and be able to actually go out and actually raise funds for their companies as well.
We're talking to Linda Nosby. She is the Director of Economic Mobility for the Gilbert Family Foundation. And Linda, talk a little bit about your job. What do you do on a daily basis here in the city to make this big difference with regard to economic mobility in the city?
So with my role, I'm really focused on expanding access for opportunities for Detroit residents.
Sure.
So whether it's on the technology side or the founders, whether it's for small business, and also helping build long-term financial stability and wealth. And a big part of our role or my job really is about entrepreneurship, which is about setting and growing businesses, which is one of the most powerful pathways for economic mobility. Venture 313 is definitely a centerpiece of that work, which is connecting Detroit founders with capital, coaching, and also connections that they need to be successful. So while we focus on the economic mobility, we have four pillars, which is education, workforce development, small business, and then tech and venture founders. That is really, truly my role, which is expanding access of opportunity to Detroiters as a whole.
So in your role, what kind of advice do you give, let's say somebody who comes to you and they say, you know what, we think we've got some ability here, tech ability, and we want to start a business. What advice do they get from Linda Nosby?
The advice for me is I believe I am a connector.
Sure.
So first is listening. Obviously, what exactly is it that they're trying to solve for? And then who do we have in the ecosystem that we can actually connect them to? So while we don't invest in those companies directly, we invest in partners who work with those businesses to actually have the funds that they need. And so for me, the most important thing is first listening to them, what the needs are, and then which of the partners that we are currently working with that we can actually, you know, connect them to. And then also obviously follow up with them and the partner to make sure that the individual is getting the help that they need.
Two-part question. Do you see room for growth for tech entrepreneurs in the city of Detroit? And if so, Linda Nosby, where, like what kind of tech companies would do well right now in the city?
Oh, gosh. So I believe we currently in the city, we have five DNAs, right? We have mobility.
Sure.
We have R&D, which, you know, when you think about the healthcare space, obviously consumer is going to be a major big one. I think the one that tends to get overlooked sometimes is actually energy.
Oh.
I think it is definitely huge. We have amazing founders like Geo that is actually doing some great work in that space and working with some of the energy companies in this space. So I think our identity has been identified, and I'm sorry, finally, which is advanced manufacturing as well. So having those identities, to me, ensures that the tech founders will be supported in those spaces. And so I do feel like there's room for it, and there's room for us to actually become the number one tech hub in the country.
Oh, wow. That's interesting. So do you have a feeling that people around the country are looking at Detroit as a really place to come and do business, Linda?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. I feel like the world is currently watching Detroit, and whether it's investments within Venture 313, whether you want to talk about the Apple Developers Academy, I think all eyes is on Detroit right now and how we're showing up. For example, we have Mecca Media, who was based out in New York, who moved to Detroit as a part of our investment when we gave 10% into the company. And so, yes, I think all eyes is on Detroit and how we're doing things. And the support within the ecosystem for the founders is really impressive.
And in large part due to the Gilbert Family Foundation, because this is an incredible amount of money, and I have a feeling that we're going to see even more of it down the road.
Absolutely. Dan and the Gilbert Family Foundation, we solely believe in Detroit. His passion has always been about Detroit. And so it's always been about getting Detroiters in the front line, providing them the resources, working collaboratively across partners as well as foundations to make sure that the residents of Detroit have all that they need in this space.
And, you know, the other thing, Linda Nosby, is this Rocket Classic and the incredible charitable arm that is part of the Rocket Classic. And that's related to technology, too.
Yes, it is. In some parts, it is. And I think sometimes when you think about different spaces, I don't think people really factor in tech. Tech is really everywhere, really look about it. And so, yes, no one really thinks about it, but, you know, there's tech in those spaces. You know, AI is ever evolving, and it's all about how we use it in those spaces.
How do you feel about AI?
You know, okay, if you're asking me personally how I feel about AI, I feel great about it. I think that AI is, if used wisely, will help fill in some spaces of where we might not be able to do things at, you know, things that would normally take you 3-4 months, be able to utilize AI to actually get things done quicker. It's all about embracing it. AI is not going to replace individuals. It's definitely not going to replace the human touch to it, but it can actually, if you use appropriately, help you actually do things better, quicker, and faster. So that's how I feel about AI, is that AI is definitely here to stay, but it just has to be used wisely. You'll be surprised at the things that you can actually get done.
Great advice. Linda Nosby, Director of Economic Mobility for the Gilbert Family Foundation, thank you for your time today. It was nice to talk to you.
Thank you, Anne, for having me. Have a great one.
You too. Coming up next on Opportunity Detroit, it was a great weekend for racing in Detroit, and this event showcased the city at its best.